My guest at this time is Illinois State Representative Jeannie Ives. She is also a Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, challenging the sitting Republican governor, Bruce Rauner. It might be early in the new year, but primary election day in the land of Lincoln is March 20th, just over 2 months away. Ms. Ives joins me now to discuss why she's running against a fellow Republican and how she'd be a different governor. And Representative Ives, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, National Review named Governor Rauner the worst Republican governor in America for a number of reasons. First of all, he promised to cut taxes, ended up raising them. He also signed legislation that a lot of people say makes Illinois a sanctuary state, and he also allowed taxpayer funding of abortions in the state. So what was the tipping point for you on deciding to challenge him statewide?
Well, let's be clear. Governor Rauner is a failed governor, and he's specifically a failed Republican governor, which is why I'm challenging him. So it's for all the reasons that you cited, but the tipping point really became when he signed taxpayer funding of abortion, because that's the point when I started to get calls from colleagues and other Republicans around the state saying, we do not want him to run unopposed. We need somebody else to stand up for us. So that's how I got involved in the race.
Governor Rauner says that he respects the pro-life arguments, but ultimately he's a pro-choice guy, and he has supported candidates that are pro-life in the past. So he says, you know, we're a big tent. These things happen. I know you have a very personal story about losing a child. You've been encouraged to have an abortion when there were some genetic deformities discovered. So how has your personal story entered into this policy debate, and why was that particular issue too much for you to take?
This issue was too much to take because Governor Rauner promised Republicans, and obviously there was no Republican, even Republicans that consider themselves pro-choice in our legislature, none of us signed on for taxpayer funding of abortion. None of us did. And he told us that he was going to veto that bill and then decided to sign it anyway, based on his wife's choice of being very pro-choice and based on his own propensity to be pro-choice. So he lied to us, he betrayed who we are as Republicans, and he put in a brand new entitlement program in a state that is literally bankrupt. Nobody does that. Look, he enacted with that bill the economic agenda and the social agenda of the Chicago Democrats rather than a Republican conservative reform agenda. That's the problem with that bill. I have a personal story about, being told I should maybe abort our child who had genetic problems and could not live. We obviously did not do that. We let nature take its course. We let God make the final decision on whether or not the baby would live or not. But really, the decision for a Republican governor to enact a taxpayer funding of abortion in a bankrupt state is just needs to be called out, and he needs to be challenged.
What would your priorities be as governor, and how would they look markedly different from what we've just talked about?
Well, Illinois has had, really slow job growth. We've had the worst job growth in the nation. We've had the worst income growth in the nation. We lead in out-migration because our taxes are too high. So, I got involved in politics for economic reasons, and so we're going to focus on the economic stuff. There's much you can do in terms of turning the state around and getting the buy-in from the legislators to do that, and Governor Rauner just didn't do that. He picked a personal fight with our longtime serving Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, who does wield a lot of control. However, he didn't build the coalitions that would make the bills possible for a turnaround. The other thing that we do is we go after public corruption. Corruption is an everyday event in the state of Illinois, and it's something that the executive is charged to deal with, which is enforce our laws. And finally, we're all about spending reform. Look, Illinois pensions are the worst in the nation, and it's crowding out all the other services that we need to pay, we need to spend money on, whether it's taking care of the developmentally disabled, which we're like 48th in the nation doing, to, taking care of those who really need state services like those on Medicaid. So we're just a worst run state in the nation. We need to reverse course on nearly every policy. We need policy revolution, and I'm ready to lead that revolt.
Pension reform is a controversial issue. I remember talking with one of your colleagues, Representative Morrison, around the time of that budget showdown towards, I believe it was the end of September of last year. And he was saying that pension reform was something that absolutely needed to be done. How much of an appetite is there for that on both sides of the aisle? Or do you need to be able to twist a few arms on the Democratic side if you're elected and try to get that done?
Pension reform is a looming issue in the state of Illinois, not just the state-run pensions, but also at the local level. Chicago's got a huge, massive balloon payment due that's going to nearly double its pension cost by 2023. That's an extra $1 billion that they don't have and can't find because they've already raised taxes and fees to the hilt. So they've got to come to the table for pension reform. And look, their systems in Chicago, they're like 20% funded. There's no recovery unless you reform them. And so I look forward to having that conversation, the serious conversations about reforming our pensions. And you know what? You can only defy the laws of economics for so long, and it's catching up to them. They can't tax their way out of this. They have to come to the table reform. And so I'm looking forward to that conversation with my colleagues about seriously getting Illinois back on track. And we're going to have to win that conversation around the state, but I'm willing to do the work to do so.
You mentioned the power that the State House Speaker Mike Madigan has. Governor Rauner at one point after the budget fight said that he really had no choice but to give in to Madigan because of the huge Democratic majorities in the state legislature. And he says that he doesn't run the state. So what did you make of his response, and how would you engage Democrats, assuming they keep the majorities?
Look, if the general on your battlefield says that he's not in charge, then you know what? You release him to another duty. You know, he needs to resign over that comment, quite frankly. I mean, the idea that the governor says I'm not in charge, are you kidding me? I mean, just, you know, just tells you where he is in terms of his fight and his stance. And, you know, that's just nonsense. He is in charge. We have a very powerful governorship. We just have a weak man in it. And he didn't want to take on the fights that need to be taken on after a while. And he just got beaten down. So time for some new leadership, time for somebody who's willing to win the conversation and actually do the work to lead the state.
What's been the reaction among the Illinois Republican State Party about you challenging an incumbent Republican?
Well, you know, you've got your establishment types who basically want me to wait my turn or not challenge him or don't think I have a chance in 2018 to win. And so they want to stick with Rauner because he's got so much money that he can feed the rest of the legislative races. I think that's all just a bunch of junk. It's Governor Rauner who cannot win in 2018. Nobody, I mean, is going to reelect him in 2018, and that's a bipartisan feel. Look, he actually had Democrats, I'm sure, and independents vote for him largely, which is how he got elected. But then he failed. He failed Republicans. He failed everybody who bought into his reform agenda. He failed. And he may have a lot of name ID, but it's negative. And you cannot buy back trust after betrayal. And Rauner has betrayed our party. His base is no longer with him. He can't win in 2018, which is why Republicans deserve an alternative and an alternative to hiring a plutocrat like Pritzker for the job, too.
We'll talk about him in just a second. What's been the reaction among the grassroots? You mentioned the people who encouraged you to run after the taxpayer funding of abortions. But as you've now launched this campaign, have been out there for a number of weeks and even a couple of months, what kind of reaction have you gotten across the state?
We've been traveling the state. We've gotten a great reaction. Media is interested in what we have to say. They're asking us for comment all the time. We're meeting with people whenever we go down downstate, you know, south and central Illinois. They're very upset at Rauner and his votes on taxpayer funding abortion and his vote on sanctuary state status. So they do not want to elect him again. Look, for our campaign to get nearly 16,000 signatures in 4 weeks without paying for one single signature is amazing. That's a credit to the grassroots who really want me to be the Republican nominee and not Governor Rauner.
Let's talk about the Democrats now. If you were able to defeat Governor Rauner in the primary, you mentioned J.B. Pritzker. He's got a pretty large bank account. One of the Kennedy family members is also in that primary. So who do you expect to emerge? And in a state that clearly leans Democratic in statewide races most of the time, how do you match up against them? How do you defeat that?
I think most people think that J.B. Pritzker will be the Democrat nominee, mainly because he's supported by Mike Madigan. And I think that that's a losing ticket for Illinois and statewide. And I think that you're going to have a lot of disaffected Democrats not vote for that ticket and instead look for a reformer, look for somebody who's actually got a record of leading the revolt and speaking out on behalf of taxpayers. And, by the way, working across the aisle when the legislation's good and supports everybody. So I'm happy to run to my record and show everybody what I've been doing on behalf of taxpayers. And, you know, to elect somebody who's never held public office like a J.B. Pritzker again or Chris Kennedy again, I mean, you're just going down the same road that you did with Governor Rauner, who honestly didn't understand how government worked and how to build the coalitions to get to success. And I, quite frankly, their policy depth is nothing. So if you don't understand policy, because actually the policy details matter, if you don't understand what you're doing, then you're going to get really bad results again. So I look forward to a challenge by any of the Democrats, and I look forward to winning on March 20th as the Republican nominee.
Where do you stand in the primary right now? Polls have been hard to find on the internet as I've prepared for this conversation. I saw one where he's in the low 40s and you're right around 30%. Where do you see the race right now, and how do you catch up if you are behind?
We think it's a 50-50 race right now, and we have more polling that's going to be coming out. We'll catch up because we'll you know, he's got no field organization and nobody wants to work for him. So as long as I can spend enough money to raise my name ID and get my message out, we'll be victorious on March 20th.
And where can folks learn more about your campaign?
They can go to ivesforillinois.com.
IvesforIllinois.com. IvesforIllinois.com. Representative Ives, thanks so much for your time today. We'll certainly be following the campaign and hope to check in with you later on down the road. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Illinois State Representative Jeannie Ives. She's also a Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, challenging the sitting Republican governor, Bruce Rauner. The Republican primary in Illinois is March 20th. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.